Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
January 26, 2011. Ellen Greenberg lost her life. Stabbed more than 20 times, including post-mortem stab wounds. Into the back of the neck, chest, and head. Police asking the medical examiner to rule it a suicide, contrary to their already understanding this was a homicide. It's a case that makes little to no sense, and even less when we learn about the politics in Philadelphia and the politicians involved who refused to give this case the justice it deserves. And a look at that autopsy one more time to properly identify how Ellen died. All this week, Sandra and Josh Greenberg are with us to hear their story, struggling to find justice for their daughter, Ellen Greenberg. What's so bizarre is the fact that there seem to be a lot of different moving parts to this working in tandem for something that happened very quickly. And everyone seemed to be, or a lot of them seemed to be on the same page of, we only go this far and we only go that far. And they all seemed to know that there was a certain line they couldn't cross in terms of what they were going to rule this or back
it
back.
Cross the truth.
Yeah.
That's the only line. I don't know what your lines you're talking about.
What?
I mean, we dealt with some stupidity, some dumbness,
yeah,
and a cover-up.
This goes beyond stupidity.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, this is not incompetence. This feels like something much more than that.
I don't think what we're dealing with is incompetence, but maybe incompetence is the root. I don't agree with that. I think the root of this is that Ellen had bruises on her body, mm-hmm, consistent with abuse.
Yeah.
And that's why her coming home, those bruises might have been seen by my wife or myself, and we would have asked questions. And questions that when she would say, well, so-and-so is my rock, I would say, your rock is full of it, and he's abusing you, or she's abusing you, whoever this rock is.
Yeah.
Because if you know anything about abuse, the abuser thinks that the abuser is the person that's wrong, not the person administering the abuse.
Sure. Yeah, 100%.
And all that, all those wounds, those abuse things are in the first autopsy. Yet because Ellen can't point to the abuser, no investigation.
I
have another thing.
Yeah.
They won't give us the records. There's no crime here. I don't believe suicide is a crime in Pennsylvania. And they won't give us the records. So we're going to subpoena them. They haven't heard the last of me.
What? I know there's the petition right now with the mayor. What is?
No, there's nothing with the mayor.
Yes, there is.
What's with the mayor?
There's a petition.
Oh, okay. Okay. We have a thing called Justice for Ellen. What is that? The petition. It's a online thing.
Yep.
Oh, change.org.
Yeah.
Ask to reopen the case. I don't want the mayor.
Who do you want?
I don't trust the mayor.
Who do you need? Like where does this need to go to
unbiased outside people? Look, we were supposed to have a trial. So we had a pre-trial meeting between our attorneys and the cities, and judges sent a representative, and this representative said at that meeting, Philadelphia, settle with the Greenbergs. You're not going to win. So you know what they offered us?
What?
We'll let the new medical examiner, because all the medical examiners have left, when she has time, she'll reopen the case or relook at the case, and you agree not to sue. And you know what they can do with that, don't you?
Yeah.
So that's why I don't know Mr. Kenny. I hope he's, I'm going to say, not knowing him, he's an upstanding, honest man, but I don't want anybody connected with Philadelphia criminal justice, because I don't believe it's really justice.
The problem would be, it would require Philadelphia criminal justice to prosecute this, would it not?
I don't understand.
We don't know.
I don't understand.
Get the legal.
I don't understand. What do you mean prosecute?
Meaning if this were to go to trial, if they were to find someone, if they were to say, here's the suspect.
That's not what we just want them to open the case.
Yes.
With an unbiased.
Well, sure. But that would need to start.
I'm not a lawyer.
Sure. But the jurisdiction would have to be there. That's where the crime took place.
I don't know that. You're asking me legal questions. I don't know the answers.
Sure.
I'm not trying to avoid your answers. I just don't know.
They're labeling Ellen's death a suicide.
Sure.
So if her death was in fact a suicide, which of course I don't believe one speck of it.
Everybody knows it's not.
Yeah.
It was. But if it was a suicide, why are they?
Why don't they release the records?
Why are they not sharing everything they have?
If it wasn't
and showing the public who they have to answer to. Mm-hmm.
If it's not a crime, why don't, and the case is closed, why can't they release the records? They're not doing a case. The case is not open.
It's very suspicious.
I think it's illegal because the way these quote unquote sunshine law is written, I think it's written that if it's not an open case and it's not a crime, they have to release the records. I'm not sure. I'm not a lawyer again. Mm-hmm. You may have more knowledge of that type of stuff than I do.
With all this, the public outcry from this, have you seen any progress at all with many people getting involved and saying, hey, we need to take a look at this?
Oh, yeah. I've seen people say that. Yeah. Not the people who would do it, not the elected officials.
And that's kind of where I'm at here with you. You're running into brick walls everywhere you go on this.
Correct.
Where is the path now? Where do you, what is your plan of attack? I know there was the hearing late last year.
Listen, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
We'd love the three judges that reviewed the appeal for the city to vote in our favor. But then what the city's going to do, they're going to go to the Philadelphia Supreme Court. And if we lose, Pennsylvania Supreme Court. And if we lose, we're going to go to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. And either A, the Supreme Court will rule on it, or B, they'll say, look, Greenberg, there's too much evidence. It's going on too long. We're going to rule this way. We're going to let the ruling stand for the Greenbergs or the city, and that's where we're going to be.
Sure. And if you do.
And wait a minute. And at the same time, we have a civil suit against the three medical examiners mm-hmm. for malicious. You know, they're being sued for trying to cover up a homicide.
And where is that at right now?
Nowhere. Because unfortunately, the way the pandemic worked, our lawyers had to take care of some other cases. We're meeting with our lawyers after we talked to you today in about 24 minutes. And I think all hell's going to break loose in Philadelphia with subpoenas and stuff like that. But I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that could be a very interesting way of getting some of that information through discovery in a civil suit. Is that part of the plan to get that? That way,
we already have a civil suit.
Sure. Going.
I understand that, but in the discovery phase, is this where you can now use that power to subpoena some of that information?
You're
that you
asking
need?
Me a lawyer's question. I don't know the answer. Call our lawyer, Joe Pedroza, and speak to him.
Is he someone who would like to speak on the case?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I would love to have
the only thing we have going for us, Tony, is you, the media.
There's more of my conversation with Sandra and Josh Greenberg coming up. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of this conversation every day this week. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.